saw some dogs chasing this rabbit. Saw a dog was chasing this rabbit. Saw a dog was chasing this rabbit. It's on Sundays about noon. Said to the rabbit, you gonna make it? I said to the rabbit, are you gonna make it? I said to the rabbit, you gonna make it? The rabbit said, well, I've got to. Get it?
Hello, woman, socks are safer thing. Woman, socks are safer thing. Woman, socks are safer thing. What's a man to do? Cry a little tenderness over his reading. Said, cry a little tenderness is what it said. Cry a little tenderness over his said. And then he said, I got to, got to. Good God, bless your work.
Now there's two kind of people in the world. There's two kind of people in the world. There's two kind of people in the world. The day people and the night people. And it's the night people's job. It's the night people's job. It's the night people's job to get the day people's money.
Devil in the deep blue sea, that's where I am, I don't know what that means. Maybe it means I'm fucking cool. Oh, maybe it means I'm fucking cool. Maybe it means I'm fucking cool. I doubt that's what it means.
Saturday nights, primarily because of the weekend work release program. They just can't leave Travis County. So just me. It's a song about a wonderful little tourist attraction about 14, 15 miles from where I live.
Little woman I love, her name was Mama. She kinda looks like Tippy Storm. She dances like Lily Jupp. She works down Snake Farm. Snake Farm just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house, Snake Farm. Sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says Snake Farm. Snake Farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake Farm pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house, Snake Farm. She says, well, it's got its charm. There's nothing to do in the winter now that some kid gets bit. Snake Farm. Snake Farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake Farm, it pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house, Snake Farm.
This is a sing-along. Really? You go snake farm, just sounds nasty. Snake farm pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Not exactly kumbaya. It's a Santa Cruz. Help me now. I said snake farm, just sounds nasty. Snake farm pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Ooh. And a band from Wales that was called The Alarm. She said she cried when they broke up. She still plays the records at the Snake Farm. Snake Farm, just sounds like the Snake Farm. Pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house, Snake Farm. Sometimes Ramona calls me up and says, come on down here, it's getting warm. She runs everybody off. We, you know, it's a snake farm. Snake farm, just sound like a snake farm. It pretty much is a snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Ooh, snake farm, just sound like a snake farm. Pretty much is a snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. This might be the first time that a number of you have appeared before me. If it is, after that, I would imagine you're a little nervous. I pretty much just kind of write these songs, talk about them a little bit. This next song here is called Name Dropping. And I wrote this, you know, if you've ever seen me perform, you know I'm not really, I don't name drop. I refuse to do that. I think it's kind of a unprofessional thing for an entertainer to do sometimes. A lot of times you'll see performers up on stage and they'll say, this song is written by a close personal friend of mine. They're lying. They don't know those people. What they're trying to do, they're trying to convince the audience that they're a little higher up on the rungs of the entertainment ladder, leaned against the wall of illusion and broken dreams. I refuse to name drop. I think it's kind of unprofessional. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about this exact same thing with Willie. Agreed with me, but there was a wonderful percussionist there in Austin, Texas. I feel very fortunate to have known about a guy by the name of Mambo John Trainer. Mambo John just played with a whole bunch of cool bands in Austin forever. And when he passed away, this verse about him just popped in my head. So I wrote about him and him and some other ne'er-do-well people. I know, and Mambo John's the type of guy, I don't think he'd mind me telling this, is every now and then, not that often, but every now and then, Mambo John, he'd smoke a little pot, he'd drive out in the hill country south of Austin, and he would see a dead animal by the side of the road, he'd stop and make a hat out of it. And even if you disapprove of marijuana, you gotta admire that. John D. Graham, John D. Graham, never been in Birmingham. Makes it a living with a motor last night. Gonna take one for a pony ride.
Let it rain, let it pour. I ain't gonna stir the water no more. If you got a mind to, you can sing. If you got a body, shake that thing. Darcy DeVille, Darcy DeVille, sweeter than a whiskey still. She got a fiddle, she got a bow, she plays by foot with painted toes. Let it rain, let it pour, I ain't gonna stir the wall no more. If you got a mind to, you can sing. If you got a body, shake that thing. Muddy waters in his blood. The young man can't sign the blues. He don't ever tie the shoe. Let it rain, let it pour. I ain't gonna stir the water no more. If you got a mind to, you can sing. If you got a body, shake that thing. So let it rain or let it pour, I ain't gonna stir the water no more. If you got a mind to, you can sing. If you got a body, shake that thing. Don't let it rain, let it pour, I ain't gonna stir the water no more. If you got a mind to, you can sing. If you got a body, shake that thing. Don't let it rain, let it pour, I ain't gonna stir the water no more.
Because no matter what time you get home, you get home 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, no matter what time you get home, the rooster crows at dawn. They do that. And so I got tired of that happening, so I figured I would buy this rooster. So I bought it from my next door neighbor, trying to, you know, I thought I would train it to be a rock and roll rooster. You know, crow at the crack of noon, but they won't do it. It just will not do it. And so anyhow, I wrote this song here for my rooster Ernest. Rooster crows at dawn, rooster crows at dawn. I don't do nothing when the dog come on. That don't seem right, just don't seem right. The bird all says something about it getting night. Ain't a criminal kind. I just do a little pilgrim from time to time. His outside muscle shows. His outside muscle shows. I was crawling out of window, got shot for a hole. It was at that time. It was at that time. I decided to forgo my life crime. So Well, come and guitar. Come and guitar. Play all night for some money in a jar. Texas. I lived in this little community called Poetry, Texas for about 2 years, and Poetry, Texas, it sounds a lot more romantic than it really is. I mean, a place called Poetry, you would think there would be people there with ascots. It's not like that at all. It's just this community kind of southeast of Dallas-Fort Worth. It's just this community made up of these old goat farmers. Just a bunch of these old goat farming coots, and so I got me 4 acres and a little frame house among these goat farming coot people. And, for some reason, when I moved out there, I thought they would make me leader. I had a lot going for me, like using utensils to eat, you know. So I was really excited about getting out in the country, because I was really, excited about doing it because I always lived in the city. So I got me, 4 acres among these goat farms out there. So the day that I'm moving in out there, I'm out there by myself. It's about 7 o'clock and I'm loading boxes and everything. And all of a sudden, I look out my kitchen window above my sink and I see my next door neighbor Scarecrow kind of blowing in the breeze. And all of a sudden it starts raining and thundering and lightning. Then a really bad storm comes up and all of a sudden all the lights go out. The electricity goes out, but you can still see it's not quite dark. And nobody told me this. I don't know if you knew this or not, but nobody told me that goats can actually get up and walk on their hind legs for about 5 or 6 feet, And so I just kind of glance out my kitchen window and I just kind of see the devil walk by. It was only an explanation, So I locked the doors. I knew that wouldn't keep him out, but I figured it might slow him down. So I said, what am I going to do now? And I said, I'll get my guitar. It's one of the first things I brought when I move. I'll get my guitar and I'll sing some old hymnals. I'll sing some spirituals. I'll sing some gospel tunes, So I got my guitar and I didn't know any. I'm pretty proud of that fact. I look out my front window, walking down my gravel driveway. I see this man that is overalls and his hat is carrying a chainsaw. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, this isn't a real estate deal I thought it was. So he comes up and he knocks on the door, which I take that as a good sign that he just didn't cut his way in. I'm not about to say come in, because I got, the devil in the backyard. So he sees me there and I did lock that door and he opens the door and he sticks his head in there and says, my name is Lloyd. I live 2 farms down here and also work for the electric co-op. Lightning hit this transformer. We have to get this tree. It's going to take about 2 hours to get your electricity back on. Welcome to Poetry. We're glad you moved here. How do you like it so far? So when I come to, he's gone. Okay, now this is where it starts to get weird. Really, I write this song called Last Train to Amsterdam. 2 weeks later, I get this phone call from this record label in the Netherlands. They say, you want to do a record? And I go, yeah. So they sent me some money. I went to Austin, cut this record, and I put the song Last Train to Amsterdam on the record. They released it in Europe. So they flew me over there to do this tour. I land in Amsterdam. The record company comes running up. They're real excited. They say, we've got you an interview with the main heavyweight rock critic of Europe. This guy heard your CD, and he wants to interview you. So we meet. We go sit down with this guy, and the first thing this guy says to me, he says, you know, there is no less strength to Amsterdam. They run 24 hours a day. You know, I just didn't really have time to validate the facts when I was sitting in the dark in a cardboard box in Poetry, Texas with chainsaw blowing the devil up in my mouth. I'm glad it rhymes. So I said it was a metaphor for death. Got a 5-star review. Something about that word metaphor. Journalists love that word. I gotta find out what it means one of these days. Well, there's an old soul waiting to be born. There's a scarecrow standing in a corner. One of them wishing for the light of day. One of them's chasing all the black crows away. Well, I got a one-way ticket. Did you give me from where I am? Wheels are turning on that last train. Time's a dime. Well, there's a hobo waiting on this train. There's a hitchhiker standing right. I'm a little chill in the bone. Got a one-way ticket. Did you give me from where I am? We'll be turning on that last train to Amsterdam. Well, I'm standing this south fate. Got a hint of what's it from the head of the state. There's one way in, it's a long dirt road, and it's all the one way out, honey, Robert Johnson, no. Got a one way ticket, just to get me from where I am. We'll be turning on that last train to Amsterdam. Well, there's a preacher that's spreading the word. In the thunderbird, one of them tells me get down and pray. One of them tells me that it's my lucky day. Well, I got it one way ticket to get me from where I am. The wheels are turning on that last train. Child never name drop. I was doing this tour over in Europe, a young guy named Slade Cleese, you might be familiar with Slade. Great young artist. We were doing this tour, doing this songwriter thing. So Slade was introducing this song he's got on this, he's got this album out called Broke Down, and there's a song in there called Give Me One Good Year. And Slade was explaining how he came to write this song. He said he was going through a really bad period in his life, that things were not going well, things were just really kind of dark and hopeless. And he said, things got so bad that in desperation, he threw out this prayer, give me one good year. And then he took that prayer and he put it this beautiful melody and put these lyrics, wrote these lyrics with a lot of depth and weight. And then he sang this song. And it was just beautiful. And I was so moved by that. I said, well, that's something I should do. You know, I should take a prayer and write a song, you know. Until I realized the only prayer I know is, God, if you get me out of this, I promise I'll never do it again. I'm a great believer. Great believer. It's a very mysterious force. Prayer is very, very powerful. I'm a great believer, especially that prayer. God, if you get me out of this, I promise I'll never do it again. It's worked four times. Also, there's one dangerous book called The Divine Comedy, and a bunch of other stuff over there. So I'd like to preface this with a quote that I believe is attributed to Woody Guthrie. He said, it's a folk singer's job to comfort disturbed people and to disturb comfortable people.
I had a dream last night, I was casting a hill as bang to the sky. Ever walked up and said, well, you don't need no life ride. It hardly ever rains down here, I can't recall the last storm. You ain't gonna need that leather jacket, it gets kinda warm. There's one way in, there's no way out. Looks like you're here to stay. All the place in the mess is so crowded, more coming every day. I said, oh man, wait a minute, well, there's gotta be something wrong. Cause I ain't a bad guy, I just write these little songs. I always play the union dude that don't stay in a fast lane. And he said, what about all the alcohol and cocaine? I said, well, yeah, that's no reason to put me in hell. Cause I didn't use the cocaine to get high, just to like the way it smelled. He said, come on over here, son, let me show you around. Over there's where put the TV preachers. I never liked those clowns. It's always blaming me for everything wrong under the sun. But it ain't that hard to do what's right, just not as much fun. And then they walk around thinking they're better than me and you. Oh, some get caught in a hotel room doing what they said not to do. All the murderers and the rapists, well, they go this far late. But that's most of the politicians and the cops on the tape. All the mothers who wait till they get to Walmart to slap the kids. Instead of showing them what to do, what's right, they hit them for what they did. And the daddies who run off and abandon their daughters and sons. Anybody who hurts a child is gonna burn until they're done. But everybody's down here said, who's up in heaven with God and his son? I said, some mystics and saints and students of Methodist 101. People who love and they care and they share and they try to do what's right. Yeah, if you lost souls who read their stories to the babies every night. What you won't find up in heaven, a Christian coalition, right-wing conservatives, country program directors, and Nashville record executives. I said I made some mistakes, but I'm not as bad as those guys. How could God do this to me? Oh, can't you sympathize? He said you're wrong about God being cruel and mean. He said God is the most loving thing, he's just never been seen. I said, how shall I tell me this? Which religion's the truest? He said, well, Buddha was not a Christian, but Jesus would have made a good Buddhist. Well, like I was going to be stuck here, as far as I could tell. So I thought I might as well suck up. You know, what the hell? I said, hey, remember that song that Charlie Daniels did about how you went down to Georgia? You played fiddle against that kid. He said, yeah, broke my heart, but what are you gonna do? I said, well, to tell you the truth, I thought your solo was the better of the two. I still do. Well, then I woke up, lying in my bed, so I ran upstairs and kissed my little boy on his sleeping head. I took this dream as a sign there was a God, so I thought I better pray. I said, well, don't ever speak to me directly. Thanks anyway, so much has changed about me besides just giving up red meat. Yeah, some get spiritual cause they see the light, and some cause they feel the heat.
song here is kind of about the let's do another song.
We love
you. So, sorry about my tuning here tonight, but this old guitar sometimes doesn't want to. I don't take this guitar out of, but I've been here and doing this show with Chris and hearing about this beautiful theater here. I thought I'd bring this old guitar out. I don't take this guitar out a lot, but this is, I know it's all beat up and everything, but this is a very special guitar to me. This is my grandfather's guitar, and he wasn't much of a guitar player. It's an old, 58 J45s, had to finish sanded off of it and all that, but he wasn't much of a guitar player, but he'd play Wildwood Flower and Double Eagle. But I was a little kid and I'd see this guitar and I said, "Grandpa, can I play that guitar?" And he'd go, "No, can't play that guitar. That's my guitar. You need to get your own guitar." And he never would let me play it. And even after I got older, writing songs in my 20s and everything, I'd say, "Like, can I play that old J45? And he'd go, "Nah, you can't play that. It's mine." Well, let me play. I was actually out here in California, I guess about 18, 19 years ago now. I was out here. My grandmother called and said, "You need to get up here. Granddad's not doing well." So I drove back up there and it took about 38 hours. I got back up there to East Texas and after my grandmother came running out and said, "Your granddad's he's dying. He's been asking about you." She's going, "Where's Ray? Where's Ray? He wants to talk to you about that old guitar." So I went in there and he was on his deathbed and he sold it to me. French poets from around the late 1800s. I've been reading about these guys and how I love their writing, but they were also, their lifestyle was pretty much, all night drinking and wild sex and debauchery and all this stuff like that. And so the first time I met Hayes, I thought to myself, this is how they must have smelled. Like Hayes Carl is a writer, it's really nice to see someone that young is that pretty much already burned out and fried. Usually you have to be my age to be that bitter and resentful. So I turned Hayes on these old poets and we kind of wrote this song here.
With the dead at the pyramids, I'm gonna holler.
drunk on poet's dream.
Attention that I don't write a lot of love songs. I write songs about card games and knife fights and snake farms, stuff like that. So I was over in Europe, running around, this old guy showed me a bunch of kind of blues stuff, and I missed her, so I came back, and I said, well, baby, I wrote you a love song. So she rolled her eyes and said, what's it called? I said, well, it's called Polecat. Isn't that some kind of rural term for skunk? I said, yes, ma'am, it is. She said, well, let me hear it.
So I played it for her.
And after I finished playing it for her, she said, put down that guitar and come on over here. So for the next hour, I painted her toenails. She braided my hair. It's quite sensuous.
You do.
After I'd done what she wanted, she rolled a cigarette with one hand. She struck a match on my bottle and said, "Don't run off, I might want to do this again." After I'd done what she wanted, she rolled a cigarette with one hand. Hear you do that song. And I said, "Well, that's kind of an old song, long time ago, and everything like that. And I've been kind of doing this other stuff here." And I said, "We're going to be so disappointed if you don't do that song." And I went, "Well, you know," and they said, "Will you please?" And so I remember one time I went to see Dylan. I really wanted to hear him do Masters of War. He didn't do it. So I kind of left with this empty feeling. So for you people that have that void in your life, not only having me sing Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother Can Feel, it may not say a lot for either one of us. Like I say, I don't get out here that often, so I'll do it here, but let me kind of explain it a little bit. So and we'll do a short version of it, I guess. A lot of people to point, you know, if you've never heard this before, they ought to. A long time ago, a land far away called West Texas in northeast New Mexico. If you were a young, long-haired, cosmic cowboy, hippie musician, it was very dangerous times. This was before Willie Nelson sang at the Armadillo World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, bringing the hippies and the rednecks together. He is born out of Texas, he likes Texas beer. He traded in his GMC pickup truck, he got him a Ford. He gave it to his son who took it to college. Put a little plastic statue of Robert Earl Keen on the dashboard. Up against the wall, redneck mother, he's a saint. I said, "Mother, who has raised your son so well?" He's 34, drinking in a honky-tonk, just a-kicking hippies' asses and raising hell. This song was recorded by Jerry Jeff Walker a long time ago in an album called Beaver to Lingua in a little place called Luckenbach, Texas. What it was, we just kind of made this thing up, and for some reason we would spell mother in it and just what I'm going to do tonight. You know, M is actually for the mileage I've got out of this stuff today. Song should have been dead and buried 20, 25 years ago. Probably never even written, let alone remembered, let alone recorded, let alone recorded again by Cracker. It's only got three chords in it. It is politically incorrect, I'm aware of that, but the way that I look at it is careers have been built on less. I mean, I wonder what Vanilla Ice is doing tonight. I got a gig. I'd say nowadays people will come up and actually ask me about songwriting. I'll say, Ray, what's the most important thing about songwriting? And you have to say, the most important thing about songwriting is right after you write a song, ask yourself, can I sing this for 34 years? Like I said, I'm kind of embarrassed about it, except twice a year. I go out to my mailbox and deliver with a check in it, and it ain't that bad. 2 days a year, I just lower my standards. Oh, it's for okay, that's enough of this. T is for tired, H is for haggard, tired and haggard. Well, that's E is for enough, and R is for, I'll get there. R is for redneck, and it's up against the wall. Redneck mother, sing along, it's maybe your last chance to do it. Mother who has raised a son so well, so well. CDs and that, but I think take the money you were going to spend on one of my CDs, maybe buy you a pitch pipe and a metronome. Next time we'll nail it. that was the best that's ever been done. Really. Thank y'all very much. What a treat it is to be here with Chris. I'm a big fan of his, and want to be in a beautiful theater, and just a great venue. And thank you guys very much. Once again, this is Mr. Rick Richards. Over there. Rick's played on a lot of your favorite records, Slade Cleese and
yes.
Tom Russell, Mary Gaucher, and mine and Durst and. He just did somebody, I can't remember. He's just one of those cats that just lays it down. So,
very glad. Yeah.
So nice, I can't leave you with some redneck mother. So, let me leave with this song here. This is called The Messenger. And what this is, tell you a little bit about myself. Back in high school, myself and three other fellas decided to form this band. So we formed this band. We'd been together about 2 or 3 months. One of the guys suggested that we get instruments, and we were going nowhere. So about the next 20 years, I just kind of beat the hell out of the guitar and just played honky tonks and stuff. Well, about 20 years ago, someone gave me this book called Letters to a Young Poet. There was a line in there about fear and what was on the other side of it. I didn't realize until I read this, I'd been kind of fearful of certain things my whole life, and the term now would be dysfunctional family, but when I was growing up in southeastern Oklahoma, they didn't have that term. We were just the Hubbards, and boy, are they goofy. I grew up in this little house by the side of the road in southeastern Oklahoma, and we had this little house, little frame house, and painted on the front of the house was this giant hand. this hand that was painted on the front of our house, this red hand. It was like 5 feet by 8 feet painted on the front of our house. It had an eye in the palm of it. It had little stars and moons and cards and everything. And my grandmother was a fortune teller up in southeastern Oklahoma. Hugo, Oklahoma used to be known as Circus Town, USA, where a lot of the circuses make their winter home. You know, not like Barnum and Bailey, but kind of like these third-rate convict circuses, like Ronnie's Circus. So my grandmother was the fortune teller for the Ballantyne Circus, which is still in existence today. So during the summer, she would travel with him. During the winter, she had this practice there at her house. So she had this hand painted on the front of, you know, of the house. And as a little kid, I'd walk there, which was terrifying. She was a wonderful woman there. At the end, she kind of, you know, was started drinking a little bit. And we'd stand out on the front porch, and these cars would drive by, and she would yell, "I knew you weren't going to stop." Then she'd take another little, you know, tell me my future. She was pretty right. So this is called The Messenger. Somebody gave me this book by Real Gun. This line meant a great deal to me. I'm wearing old boots, like Cuban heels. My soul's still worn, I withstand terrible grace. My trousers are torn, and my jacket is borrowed. And I'm wearing my time behind the eyes of my face. I am not looking for loose diamonds or pretty girls with crosses around their necks. I don't want for roses or water. I'm not looking for God. I'm not looking for sex. I've worn out my welcome in certain small circles, in Spanish bordellos and Confederate states. But there is an angel, and her leather is of kindness. She whispers my name as she smiles at my fate.
Looking for loose diamonds here now.
wanna see what's next. Guarding our most precious treasure. So I read that line, and as someone said, well, you don't want to be like a real songwriter. What happened was I overcame this fear of embarrassment at age 41. I took my first guitar lesson, learned how to finger pick, which was very strange. But then I started kind of writing these little songs. And I'd always been in bands, and so what happened was is. I took guitar lessons and started kind of writing these other little weird songs. Well, let's do that, Black Wings. Indecision may or may not be my problem. but the point I'm getting, so this buddy of mine, he said, we need to just, you know, go out and do some solo shows, just you and a guitar. And I said, no, I never have done that. And they said, well, you need to try it. You know, you need to get out there. I said, I've always been in bands, everything. I just don't know. And he said, no, you need to go out, just you and a guitar, and go do it. So he got me this gig at this seafood restaurant over in Fort Worth, Texas. You know, just the first time I'd ever played solo. So I go with this place, and I got a little PA and everything. And so I get up there, and the first time I'd ever played by, you know, 41 years old, I'd ever done a solo, because I'd always just been in bands. So I get over there. So I play my first song. And after I finish my first song, there's no applause. It's just the sound of people peeling shrimp. So the same thing after my second song. So as I'm playing and singing my third song, it's like I'm playing and singing. Somewhere over in my head over here, I'm thinking to myself, why bother? Why bother? This was a horrible idea. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about tearing off little fragments of your soul and making them fit the laws of music and rhyme. Nobody cares about this. Was a horrible idea. So I finished my third song, you know. And so I finished my third song. I hear this, somebody appreciates what I'm doing. So I look over to make eye contact with the man who appreciates what I'm doing and go, thank you, thank you. This guy's got this ketchup bottle. You know, a lot of times I'll tell that story and the audience will go, oh, how sad. I like you people. Left behind is burned up and jumped free. Everlasting.
always on the boys, black as they may be. Strumming on a Stella guitar, sang a deep orchid. That ain't much of a repertoire, not sirree. Whoa, fly, fly.